In our gospel this morning, we have one of the few parables where Jesus explicitly tells us what the meaning of the parable is. Oftentimes, we are left to meditate on it and try to figure it out. But in this case, he tells us that he tells this parable so that we would pray more frequently, more often, and that we would be discouraged far less. To pray always and not to lose heart. And so Jesus tells us the story of a widow who goes to a judge, a spiritually and morally compromised judge. Basically, this judge is the worst kind that one could imagine. He has no reverence for God, and he does not respect the people he serves. When you enter this judge's courtroom, he does not have a sign on the wall that says, "In God we trust." He took it down. When he asks you to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, he does not add for you to say, "So help me God." He doesn't care about that. He does not care about being accountable to God. His lack of respect to others follows. He does not care about the plight of the poor, the cries of the oppressed, or the victims of crimes and assault. And it's why it's also helpful to know what a widow is in the time of Jesus. They're typically young women with small children who have been abandoned, the most vulnerable to abuse, forced into prostitution, property taken away, with little or no recourse or rights in a patriarchal society. The judge does not care that the Bible says that true religion is to visit orphans and widows in their distress. He doesn't care about religion. He does not care about people who are afflicted. But because the widow will not stop coming to him day after day to plead her case, because she is so persistent to tell him again and again her struggle, and because he is so sick of hearing from her and just wants her to go away, he grants her request. He is so annoyed by her, he gives her what he wants. It doesn't matter to him that it's justice before the eyes of God and it's pleasing to God. It doesn't matter to him that she will have a better life and move forward in a better way. Having her out of his life and courtroom, not seeing her, not hearing from her, that's what makes him happy. To put it bluntly, this judge is a real jerk. Why would Jesus tell the story of a despicable judge? Jesus emphatically says, listen to what the unjust judge says. Ponder on it. Meditate upon it. Take a hard look at this corrupt, uncaring, godless, dishonorable judge. He is not your heavenly Father. Do not mistake God for him. He's nothing like the one to whom you pray day after day. Sometimes it's helpful to remember who God is not. Pray always. Do not lose heart in praying. You are no bother. You are not an annoyance to God. God loves to hear from you. He is God. He's never too busy. He respects and loves all humanity, even us sinners. So much so that he gave his Son for us, took on humanity, gave the years of his life to us in teaching and healing, and forgiving day after day for you and me, gives his life on the cross and takes it up again in the resurrection. That's how much he respects and loves us. Jesus points out something that he wants us all to understand. We do not pray enough for one reason. We grow weary in prayer for one reason alone. Why do we fail to pray always? Why do we lose heart to pray? There's only one explanation. It's because we have a wrong view of God, the one to whom we pray. We do not believe in a gracious, merciful, and loving Heavenly Father. We do not cast our every care upon him because we don't trust that he truly cares. And this is bad news, that we don't pray enough. It's bad news that we fall into despair, but it has a remedy, Jesus tells us. And that remedy is to know God better. This is good news, isn't it? Thanks be to God that we have a view of him that falls short of just how caring and loving he is for us. That means that we do not just need more time for prayer. It means that we don't just need to be more faithful or to try harder or be more obedient. It means we get to grow and expand our view of God himself and his love for us, and to know the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, Scripture says. Martin Luther, the German reformer, said that his view of God was so twisted that he hated God, even as a monk. When he finally understood how much God loved him and all sinners, he was overcome with peace and joy, and he wanted to pray more and give thanks. Of prayer, Luther said, God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children, and that with all boldness and confidence we may ask him as dear children ask their dear Father. Think about the person or a person for a moment that cares for you and that loves you more than anyone else in this world. Think about that person in your life that you have little to no doubt loves and cherishes you. Maybe your mom, maybe your dad, maybe your grandparents, maybe your spouse or a best friend. Think about how much they adore you, love to hear from you, love to see your texts, your emails, to see you call, drop by. God loves you higher still. He cares for you even greater. He loves to hear from you even more. So we should pray always and not lose heart. Let each day begin with prayer, praise, and adoration. On the Lord cast every care. He is your salvation. Morning, evening, and at night, Jesus will be near you, save you from the tempter's might, with his presence cheer you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.